Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has declared an Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after hundreds of suspected cases and dozens of deaths were reported in Ituri province. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. According to Africa CDC, at least 246 cases and 65 deaths have been recorded, with the majority linked to the gold mining towns of Mungwalu and Ruampara. Health officials say preliminary laboratory tests carried out at the Institut National de Recherche Biomédicale in Kinshasa detected the Ebola virus in 13 of 20 samples analyzed. Further testing is underway to identify the specific strain. Additional suspected cases have also emerged in Bunia, the provincial capital, raising fears the virus could spread more rapidly in urban areas. Africa CDC said it is urgently coordinating with Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, South Sudan and international partners to strengthen emergency response efforts, including cross-border surveillance and containment measures. The agency warned that mining activities in Mungwalu and heavy movement of people between affected communities and neighboring countries significantly increase the risk of regional spread. Jean Kasia said close regional cooperation would be critical in preventing a wider health crisis. Ebola is a highly infectious viral disease transmitted through direct contact with bodily fluids or contaminated surfaces. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, vomiting, diarrhea and, in severe cases, internal and external bleeding. The disease was first identified in Democratic Republic of the Congo in 1976 and is believed to originate from bats. This marks the country's 17th recorded Ebola outbreak. Although there is no universally proven cure, vaccines and treatments developed in recent years have improved survival rates when cases are detected early. Democratic Republic of the Congo has suffered several major Ebola outbreaks over the decades, including the country's deadliest epidemic between 2018 and 2020, when nearly 2,300 people died. Authorities have urged residents in affected areas to follow public health guidance as investigations and containment efforts continue. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.